Let's talk about living in the light as we're led by the Spirit today. So when you and I stop passing through the light of the Lord, and we start living in the light of Christ Jesus, that's when everything would change for us and our children. When we take on the maturity of the Lord, that's when we'll be a true witness of the light of Christ. Many ask, what's the difference between passing through the light and living in the light? I will share that the difference is when we pass through the light, we experience the Lord, but nothing's changed. We still have things hidden in us. But when we start living in the light, everything is exposed. Every day and every night, we're before the Lord. Nothing is hidden in us. And God speaks the importance of light. It was God who brought forth light into the world. From the midst of darkness, God brought forth light and said it was good. God called the light day and the darkness night. See, the Lord had a purpose for bringing forth light. It was not just so you and I can see. He says that he made light in the day to govern the day and the light at night to govern the night. The Lord made the stars to give light to the skies. God made light so there would be separation between light and darkness. We could see how the Lord used light to make a difference between his people and others. The Lord had Moses stretch out his hand and darkness covered all Egypt. No one could see for 3 days. But the Lord maintained light in the places where the Israelites live. Are we covered in darkness or are we covered in light Jesus? Are we living in the light of Christ? We could see how the Lord uses light to guide his people. Through the light, the Lord guided the Israelites by a pillar of cloud during the day and by a pillar of fire during the night. God wants to be the source of our life in our daily lives, every day of our lives, so we can live in his great light. We can see the Lord as the lamp of our lives. To the pure, the Lord shows himself pure. To the crooked, the Lord shows himself shrewd. The Lord saves the humble, but his eyes are on the naughty to bring them low. It is the Lord who turns our darkness into light. We must come to live in the light of Christ. We have to see God as the lamp of our lives, as the source of our life for our souls, shining bright within us. Go with me to Job chapter 29, verses 2 and 5. See, once we see the Lord as the source of our light, we yearn for the Lord to watch over us day and night, to overshadow us, to cover us up. Job chapter 29, verses 2 to 5 says, how long for the months gone by, for the days when the Lord watched over me, when his lamp shone upon my head and his light I walked through darkness. Oh, for the days when I was in my prime, when God's intimate friendship blessed my house, when the Almighty was still with me and my children were around me. See, God has to be the source of our life so we can experience immortality with God, who lives in an inapproachable light. We must live in God's light so we are blessed. He's the only ruler. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords. God has to be the source of our light, the light of our soul. We have heard and read God's word. We felt his call, and it's been declared to us. The message has been made clear to us that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. God is the only source of light, but a day is coming when there'll be no more light. We all need that light that comes from the lamp of Christ Jesus to guide our path. God has given us light through his son, Christ Jesus. We must come to live in it. With God as the source of our life, we'll reign with him forever. We know how good it feels when we have light shine on us compared to us standing in darkness. We know that we are in When we're in complete darkness, we have fear and worry and dread. Everything seems to be coming against us because we're standing in darkness. It's darkness that keeps us covered up where we can't feel God. It's in the dark that we do the things that we do in secret. But when we're in the light, Everything is exposed. We're wide open to God. Our thoughts and our ideas and our desires are all exposed, all before the Lord. Even before they take place, you and I are in the light of Christ Jesus. Our thoughts are in the light of Christ Jesus. See, you and I got to see this. See, it may feel like we're suffering for a little while, but then if you stay in that light, God's going to work something out in your life. See, you start feeling good and you start having some hope. But we must prepare to live in the light of Christ Jesus instead of darkness. We must allow the Lord to change things in our lives so we're able to stay in that light. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. In him was life, and that life was the light of man. The light shines in darkness, but darkness is not understood. See, John the Baptist came forth to be a witness of the light the Father sent into the world. He spoke of Christ being a true light that gives light to everyone who comes into the world. Christ is the source of light. Through this world has made through him, the world does not recognize him. Christ came as a light to those who was be his own, but they did not receive him. Christ is the light of the world, and we must come to live in him. This is clear. Everyone who does evil hates light. They will not come into the light for the fear of their deeds would be exposed. But whoever lives in the true light of Christ come so that deeds are seen plainly. So what we do in darkness, God can expose. See, what we do through Christ Jesus, God can see it. It's all done through the light of Christ. There's only one true source of light. And for those who believe and trust in God, that is Christ Jesus. No other light can draw us closer to God. No other light can bring us out of darkness and give us life. Go with me to John chapter 8, verse 12. Who is the source of our life? Who is the light of our life? Is it us? Is it someone else? Or is the source of our life Christ Jesus? Is he the light of our life? We got to be honest about this. What's working when we really have some issues? What's going on? Who do we turn to? Who's shining in our life? Are we standing in darkness? Or are we standing in the light of Christ Jesus? John chapter 8, verse 12 says, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Thank you, Jesus. See, Christ teaches us that we have to walk in the light because darkness is trying to overtake us. He says, if we walk in the dark, then we really don't know where we're going. It would be dangerous for us to lead others because we are lost in darkness ourselves. He says, if we place our trust in the light, then we'll become children of the light, children of God, living in the light of Christ Jesus, helping others to come into the great light of Christ. We have to live in the light while there's still time. Darkness is coming. When we come to believe and live in Christ Jesus, we not only believe in him, we also believe in the one who sent him. When we see Christ, we not only see him, we see the Father. Christ is coming to this world as light. So we who believe can escape darkness and live in the light of the Lord, and everything will be exposed before God. See, when we live in the light of Christ Jesus, he'll be at work in our lives. Help the Lord. When Peter was in jail, the Lord sent an angel to set him free. Suddenly, an angel appeared before Peter in a light within his cell. The angel told Peter to get up, and the chains fell off his wrist. We must live in the light of Christ Jesus, experience the Lord at work in our lives, to experience the freedom that comes in Christ Jesus. We can see the light of Christ working in Paul's life. While on the road to Damascus, he saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun blazing around him and his companions. They fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, why are you persecuting me, Peter? Now get up, because you have been anointed to be a witness for me, to tell of what you have seen and what I have shown you. Christ is the light of the world. Everything will be exposed. Nothing will remain hidden. He'll bring to light what is hidden in darkness, expose the motives of our heart. We will receive praises from God if we are found trusting in the Lord. See, living in the light, it's not easy because we love darkness rather than light. We cannot continue to choose darkness over light. We need to live in the light of the gospel of Christ Jesus, who is the image of God. This world has blinded us. The need for money has blinded us. The desire for pleasure has blinded us. The disregard for the truth has blinded us. We must come into the light of Christ Jesus so we can live and see. We need to come into the light of Christ Jesus so we can be a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. So we can declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. See, we have a responsibility to Christ Jesus to live in his light. We have to see it is that the light of Christ Jesus shines on us, so it shines through any darkness, so there's no darkness in us. Our whole body has to be filled with the light. So no part of it is in darkness, Lord. Everything is exposed. From my head to my toe, everything is exposed. I'm walking and living in the light of Christ Jesus. See, I just don't pass through the light. I'm standing in the light. You and I need to be standing in the light both day and night. Let it shine because we live in the light of Christ Jesus. We have to live in the light. We cannot build Christ up on this foundation of gold and silver and stones. See, our work will be truly made, shown, and exposed because we truly live in the light. Our works will go through the fire, and the fire will test the quality of our works. We must live and work in the light of Christ Jesus so it shines bright in a dark and dangerous world. We must live in the light of Christ Jesus, not being yoked together with unbelievers. We have to walk in the light of Christ Jesus, having nothing to do with wickedness. We can't fellowship with darkness while claiming that we're living in the light of Christ. And though we once lived in darkness, we can no longer live and operate that way. Now we have to live in the light of Christ. Now we have to live as children of light. We can't have anything to do with filthy deeds of darkness, but rather expose them, the Word of God says. Everything, Lord help me, everything has to be exposed. Every thought we have has to be exposed. Everything has to be made visible through the light of Christ. See, those who are sleeping, who have one foot in darkness and another foot in light, needs to wake up now. Time is running out. We must be careful how we live. We need to take advantage of the opportunity to walk in the light of Christ Jesus. We must live in the light. Living a life worthy of the Lord, pleasing him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with God's power so we may have endurance, patience, and joy so we qualify to enter God's kingdom, the kingdom of light. We must live in the light, Lord help us. Never being surprised by what happened to those who were in darkness. We live in the light, being alert and self-controlled. Let us be a child of the light and not a child of darkness. Help me, Lord Jesus. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 4 through 7. We can't walk in the light and sometimes walk in darkness. We must live in the light both day and night. You and I, we gotta get there. We need to mature so we're living in the light of Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 4 to 7 says, "But you brothers are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. For those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. Must live in the light of Christ. Live as a servant of God, living in the knowledge of truth that leads to godliness. Must live in the light of Christ because in him is the promise of God who does not lie. Christ brought forth God's word of light through preaching and teaching as commanded by God. And we can never forget when we first received the light of Christ, when we stood our ground in the face of suffering. When we were publicly exposed and we stood side by side with those who live in the light and are being mistreated. But now we must stand firm in the light of Christ Jesus. Darkness is approaching. We must live in the light. We can't claim we're in the light while living in darkness. It will overtake us. You and I got to get steadfast. We got to get in the light of Christ Jesus and stay there. We can't live a lie. We must live by God's truth. We must live in Christ Jesus, for he is light. It is the blood of Christ that purifies us from sin. We need to live in his light and having nothing to do with darkness. As Christians, we can't straddle the fence between darkness and light. Being in this position makes us a lukewarm Christian. Christ is calling us to a higher standard of living. It requires that we leave all darkness behind us and climb. Climb to the height that God has called you. Climb into the light and stay there. Climb with all you have, with all the energy you have. You and I need to climb. It requires that we reach a high standard in our living so we can experience the light of Christ Jesus in our everyday life. We must climb higher to live in the light of Christ Jesus. We're too low. We need to get on that ladder and start climbing. Yes, you got to drop some stuff off of you. Okay? So you can't climb being weighed down. See, you and I got to climb. We got to climb the lightest out there. We can reach it. You and I need to climb into that light. Climb higher with Christ. The time is coming when the light will be no more. We won't be able to live in the light. You can see God. Darkness is coming. You and I got to see this. God is allowing this to take place. The glory of God will shine bright. There will be no need for the sun or moon. Nations will walk by the light of Christ Jesus. Bringing our splendor before God as it's received in the light. Everything will be exposed. Glory to God. We choose darkness over the light. So God sent his son into the world to be an everlasting light of his glory. Praise the Lord. Christ has come so we may have life, so we can live in God's glory. So we must receive it today. Thank you, Jesus. From the beginning, God has desired for us to experience his wonderful glory so we can have life in him. But we've chosen darkness and we're still choosing darkness today. We must surrender all. So we can be the mature Christian God is calling us to be through his son, Christ Jesus. We must be willing to allow the light of Christ Jesus to shine through every part of our lives. We must overcome so our life is not fake in the Lord. It must be real. Everything must be exposed. Others have to be able to see the light of Christ Jesus in us. We must shine like a lamp that cannot be put out, that cannot be turned off. We need to let the light of Christ Jesus shine in our thoughts. Let it shine in our desires. Let it shine in our motives. Let it shine through our actions. Let it shine through our plans. Let the light of Christ Jesus shine every place. We need everything exposed. Nothing can be hidden. We need to let the light of Christ Jesus shine in our homes, Lord Jesus. Shining on our jobs and shining in our churches. See, we need the light of Christ Jesus shining in our children. We need to be the example to what it means to have the light of Christ Jesus in us and living in us every day. There is no day when we show ourselves as darkness. It needs to shine in everything we do. There can be no place where the light of Christ Jesus is not permitted to shine in us. You can't hold back the areas of your life where Christ can't speak into your life through his light. You got to allow Christ to shine darkness into our thoughts. You and I may be carrying on some things that's not of God, but Christ wants to shine light into those areas that we're hiding, the areas of drunkenness that we're hiding, the areas of prostitution that we're dealing with, the areas of lying and stealing. See, God wants to shine light into these areas, but we cannot hold back. It cannot be hidden from God. It must be fully exposed. It needs to shine bright. So it can overcome everything in us. We can't have areas in our life where Christ cannot shine. Nothing can be hidden, Lord Jesus. Shine in us, Lord. Expose everything about us. So we're in your likeness, Lord Jesus. Expose every thought I have. Expose every motives I have. Expose every desire, God. Lord, I want to mature in you. I need to come closer to you, God. To come closer, I need to become like you. To become like you, I need your light shining in me. Nothing being hidden in me, God. Help us today, Lord. Those who will hear this message, God, who are crying out to come closer to you, Lord, shine your light in their lives, God. Through the suffering and pain, shine your light, Lord Jesus. Let it be bright, God, just like you did with the Israelites. There's darkness in the world, but Lord, you can turn on a light. It may not be a wide light, so you may not be blessing so many ways, but God can have a little light for you where you can have some peace in your life, Lord Jesus. Oh, you can have some joy in your life, in that small light that God shines in your life. See, you and I got to be willing to walk in the light of Christ Jesus. Expose everything, God. Make us like you in every way. Let your spirit shine in us bright, God. Let it magnify itself in us, God. We got to stay in that light. We got to live in that light. Don't pass through on Sunday. Don't pass through that light on Wednesday. But let that light be on in your life and night and day. Shine and bright in your life so others can see that the light of Christ Jesus is in you. We need to live in the light of Christ every day of our lives. May God bless you and guide you. Let the light of Christ Jesus shine in your life and do not walk out of the light. Stand in that light. You may suffer in the beginning. You may struggle in the beginning learning how to live in the light of Christ Jesus. But Christ is there. He will never forsake us. He'll always love us. He will shape us into the so we can stand in the light of Christ Jesus. Live in that light today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.